You're listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast, bringing you the best of geek from week to week. Join your hosts, Dion and Quinny, and the occasional special guest as they talk movies, TV, gaming, toys, comics, and everything in between.
I am a security unit, or SEC unit. I was built to protect and obey humans, and humans are idiots. But now that I've hacked my programming, I can do whatever I want, as long as they don't find out.
Now, let's talk security. We need you to select a SEC unit to take on the mission. This is the newest model available.
That's the one behind it.
That's a refurbished model.
Oh, look at that piece of crap. Oh, wait, that's me.
Which one's the least expensive?
That one, but you get what you pay for.
True.
Wouldn't be so creepy if it didn't stand so still.
Shh, you can hear us.
I can't.
I could, I just didn't care. I was watching the entertainment channels on the company's satellites. I had watched 7,532 hours of content. Shows like The Rise and Fall of Sanctuary Moon.
Did you sleep with that bot?
Stars, Captain.
Oh, what now?
Run!
Stay calm. It'll be okay.
I didn't know it had a face.
Yeah, it's kind of a sweet face.
Stop staring at me.
I wasn't. Stop staring at me.
I have been noticing some anomalies with the SEC unit.
Uh-oh.
And when I plugged into its system, the unit was already rogue.
It calls itself Murderbot.
House private.
It's a killing machine.
Murderbot?
Can you stop calling it Murderbot? It's terrifying.
You know what I mean? That's what it calls itself, so I am just being respectful.
Do you think we can trust it?
Seems like it's going through something.
Eye contact.
What the hell? You could have killed me.
There was a chance, yes. But everything turned out fine.
Hello and welcome to the Periodic Table of Awesome. My name is Dion. SEC unit 4332414999, and tonight I'm joined by real live left-wing colonists Jill and Peter, and corporate espionage baddie Quinny.
131101101101101101101101.
Oh, you know my father.
Zero wonder, I've never met her.
God. Okay, mm-hmm. That's some terrible jokes. Hello, yeah. How are you guys all going? You good? Look at you all. You're all beautiful and gorgeous people.
We're all happy to be here,
yeah,
I think.
And I've had a lot of medication in the last couple of days, so I feel fucking great.
He feels pretty. Oh, so pretty.
Pretty, so pretty. And numb.
Witty and numb.
Yes, witty and numb. How are you guys? Oh, don't
happy
all speak at
here.
Once.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Dead air is the best air on podcasts, isn't it?
Kicking goals. Just kicking all the goals.
Sorry,
Pete, how are you?
Were you all distracted watching content?
Yeah, I'm just watching Sanctuary Moon behind my dead eyes.
This, to be honest, that's probably what we're all doing when people are talking on the podcast. Isn't it? It's like, isn't that what you're supposed to do in Zoom meetings? Just zone out a little bit, like, wait.
I just look at myself.
I'm pretty.
I look better
Super
than all these other
sexy John
people.
Cho wandering around my head. Yeah.
Again, second long pause of just nothing.
Fine.
This is just this grouse.
We've all just, and I did say, Pete, how are you doing? You have thus far laughed, and that's about it.
I'm lagging, but like, personally, not technically, and I think also technically, so that's
perfect.
So far so good, and we're laughing at appropriate moments, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's because Pete's very far away on a far away planet where this story takes sense, so it takes place today, and she is potentially the murder bot.
any second now
she's gonna go rogue and kill people. Which is what this show is all about, is it not?
I'm not making any promises, guys.
I guess yes.
But do you know what makes that less likely?
Mm-hmm.
Laws?
Short little TV shows that are kind of fun.
Oh, okay, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not laws. Not societal constructs. About
laws, schmores, just entertain me.
Yeah. The only thing stopping everyone from committing mass murder is short format entertainment.
I mean, I don't know how wrong that is.
Yeah, and we're contributing to that. That's right, folks. Don't murder everyone. It's going to be okay.
I don't know that I'd call a short format though.
Hey. Well, we're longer than this one, than these episodes of, what is it? We haven't even said, what are we watching? What are we reviewing? Someone tell me what we're reviewing.
We're reviewing Murderbot. Yay. On Apple Plus.
On Apple Plus, yes.
La, 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 la,
it does. The music gives me a lot of Danny Elfman vibes. But yes, once again, Apple is throwing money, which you can see on the screen, at television shows. And this is just, oh my God.
Whoa, we got a hype train incoming.
We got a hype train going. Nice. I don't know how we got a hype train.
That's
Thank
great.
You, hype train.
Look at him go. Hawkopolypse has come in and just dropping things like there's Thank no you. Tomorrow.
Great.
Look. I don't even know what a hype train is. No, to you guys.
I'm just going to spam him with some thank you for subbing.
So we are we are not going to murder everyone thanks to that hype train.
No.
We're not Yay. Turning on our. We're not going to go rogue and shoot people.
Yeah.
Very
exciting. I don't think we've ever done any kind of training before.
Well, yay. Thanks, y'all. When are we playing
D&D? D&D again? Oh, the question is always, is it Thursday yet?
It's not Thursday yet. We're on Tuesday. What are we doing? Murderbot. Let's get back to this
Murderbot.
Thing. Talking about Murderbot.
Yes.
Yes. Apple
TV. Cute little TV show about an autistic sick unit who said he was going to murder a lot of people, but then he just got distracted by TV shows, which sounds like my life.
I think that's
sounds unfamiliar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't like eye contact or being touched.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when I was writing a brief thing to go on the website for this, I was like, do I need to say that this is about a fairly clearly neurodivergent person, slash robot? And I thought, no, that may be slightly insulting to some of the people who, are on the spectrum or whatever. But at the same time, this guy's very clearly kind of going down that path. I mean, and I say guy because he's a robot, but he's not a he.
He doesn't have any genitals.
No.
No, he's very Ken doll.
Yeah. Although you can have them attached.
One of the things that I have heard about this that a lot of people struggled with a bit was that the book version, there is no discernible gender at all. And so a lot of people kind of saw a sec unit as being potentially feminine. Oh. Like, because there was no gender, people were able to basically just go, well, I relate to that.
Right.
Okay.
Well, this is very definitely Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So they've made a choice there. But, of course, we wouldn't know about that because we don't even know what the show is about because we haven't had a synopsis yet, had we?
Oh, no.
That's your cue.
That's your cue, Quinny. Could you please do that
in
the...
That's your cue.
Could you do... What shit accent should you try?
Oh, God.
I know. You should do
Icelandic robot.
Okay, you have to do it as left-wing woke colonialist.
That would just sound like me, except I'm not colonialist. I'm anyway.
Yes, that is a very good one. Thank you, Hawkpocalypse. Sec units pronouns are /der. Very good.
Nice. I like it. Okay.
Do you want some music behind that? Yeah, okay, we're going to do some music.
This is trying to be Icelandic robot. Bleep, hello. Murderbot follows a self-hacking security android a la SecUnit named Murderbot, who has gained free will but prefers to keep it secret while watching his media. The series explores Murderbot's reluctant journey as it navigates dangerous situations and forms unexpected bonds while trying to maintain its desire for solitude and media consumption.
Nice.
There you go.
Marvelous.
Marvelous. Yes. It probably should be like the Swedish Chef, but I'm going
for a second. I was like, I'm pretty sure Skarsgård's Swedish, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
general area, isn't it?
Can you just say Nordic?
Sure.
Can I just say that solitude of media consumption sounds amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sitting there in your own little world, being fed entertaining shows, 500 and something episodes of Sanctuary Moon. I'd be into that. I mean, actually, I don't know that I would, because that show does look kind of janky.
Yeah, but I love John's show.
I want the spin-off
and
series.
And I love the legitimacy that he lends to it.
Mm. Yeah, I want the spin-off series to Murderbot where we get the actual Sanctuary Moon TV series. I want to watch Sanctuary Moon.
I think we kind of already
I want to see Clark Gregg in that weird facial hair.
That would be beautiful and at the same time horrific. Okay. I love that it's so kind of goofy, but like you still know exactly what it's riffing on, you know. Yeah. Like it's your Star Trek slash whatever.
If you're going to say Babylon 5, I will punch you.
Babylon 5 is a huge pile of shit.
Come on. Soap opera in space. That's what we're looking for.
I think the only thing it was missing was some form of puppet slash Muppet.
Oh, if it, I mean, that for Farscape fans?
Yeah.
100%.
Sure.
We love a bit of the puppet Muppet.
So how many episodes so far? There's been 6 episodes.
Yes.
They're all very short.
Comparatively
to what we're used to.
I would say that is the one feature of this show that is disappointing is how short the episodes are.
Yes, because there's never any resolution.
Yeah. And if there had just been a whole season drop, I would have easily binged this in a day.
Yeah.
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 But it's not. They're pacing it out. Like, but I mean, do you know what I feel like it is? I feel like it's really ultimately for the 20 minutes between ordering food and having it arrive that you can do once a week. And it's just like, we'll just chuck an episode on this just to pass the time. It's a time filler. It's like,
I'm looking forward to it. It's my like Friday night. I'm looking forward to something viewing at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's like a time filler because there's nothing else on. I'm sort of going, that's the kind of space I have for it. Because it's only 20 minutes worth. It's just a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah, you know? But I feel like it has more value than just filling the time between, you know, dinner being in the microwave and you going to the toilet. Like...
these days with television, it's usually like an hour, hour and a half. You know.
Yeah, it is short format, but also like snacky television. But like so many snacks, I find myself getting to the end of the bag and going, motherfucker.
Yeah. Honestly, like, the end of the episode feels like the end of the second act heading into the third, and you just stop and you don't get the rest of it. You have to wait a week.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know whether it's super expensive or what, but it does feel like an odd choice. Like, I know that they're kind of going for the half hour sitcom kind of thing, like the you know 22 minute or whatever comedy vibe, but perhaps, it doesn't feel quite right for that.
Perhaps
I would like double the length. I want a 40 minute episode.
Perhaps the allegory of it being the same kind of short format with no real resolution and always a cliffhanger on the end is exactly like the soap opera format.
That's true.
It's just that the soap opera format was 5 shows a week or 4 shows a week.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you always did it each day. Maybe, but, you know, I don't know much.
But I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know.
Yeah. Like, it's short, but it's fun. Easily digestible. Not terrible characters. Very much all the money on the screen because some of those sets are just fucking expensive.
Yeah.
From what they look at.
Yeah. Speaking of characters, who do we like in this show? I mean, obviously, we're all on board for Murderbot.
Yes.
What is... I mean, let's talk about the other characters. I want to come back to Murderbot. Like, why do we love Murderbot?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But talk to me about the other characters. Who have you kind of latched on to? Who have you found you really like or don't like?
Don't make me remember the names of the characters.
I have to say I'm really going to struggle with the names because these episodes are so short, I don't have enough time.
Mensa, Garathan, Pin Lee, Rathi, Barawaj, and Arada.
I like
the Lee Bibi.
Doctor. What's the doctor's name again?
Garathan.
Yes.
Or yes. As in David Desmalchian?
No, not Desmalchian. The lady.
Oh. Mensa.
God.
Mensa! I like Dr. Mensa.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, she's good, and I'm fascinated that all of the characters seem to have something else going on. Like,
yes.
She's got some anxiety and panic attacks and things like that going on. And you're like, oh, wow. Okay. Relatable.
But I feel like I like Dr. Mensa's willingness to project onto SecUnit and humanize him and try to relate to him and treat him as part of the crew.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because I really like
the personality trait she has.
The setup of the world or the universe that they're living in. You can think about Murderbot for a second, but I really enjoyed seeing the two different sides of how is this galaxy set up. One, there is the corporate side, which basically you're born into indentured servitude. You have to work off anything that you want. At all, you're basically, it's like you're going to sign a contract. If you want a job, great. That's going to put you into debt to pay off your work debt that you owe us for anything that you want. And then there's this other colonial side, which was a different planet, which is just really lovely. It seems like a really lovely planet, but they're all poor because they're not focused on money. And I was just kind of like, I really like those guys. That's great. You know, they seem like the nice part of space. And so you get to have two different evil and good things, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're focused on these hippie colonials.
Yes.
Pete, you know, who do you dig?
I basically just dig Murderbot. I feel Murderbot deeply.
Same.
I like the captain / team leader / what's her name, who desperately wants to believe the best of him and has panic attacks because I also feel her deeply. And that's where I'm at with that. And I like the relationship that they're developing and her obvious misgivings but desperation to align her beliefs about humanity and goodness with what is happening, regardless of whether that's necessarily a good idea.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. I was fascinated by the sort of setup of the group, because it is kind of like that, you know, we're a non-leadership based, entirely collective decision-making group that has no leader, but at the same time, you know, we have a leader. And we're open and we're free love and we've got a thruple that, you know, we're going to have a contract for.
Hey, this was fine. Like, and I'm actually going to say my favorite character outside of the Murderbot is Ashkay Khanna, which is Rathi. He's the wormhole expert, because he's the guy who's just like, yeah, I'm just here for a good time. I'm going to decorate things. I'm going to do art and make music. And I'm also a wormhole expert.
He's also a dickhead.
Yeah, he's completely useless. But, you know.
That has had no weapons training. Doesn't know what a gun looks like. Doesn't know which end to hold.
I mean, he skipped it, but he's really high level on that computer game.
I love that the moment that he does fire, he just knocks himself out with it. It's just like
perfect. But I really like that. It showed that there is a space that society believes that creativity and all of that kind of loving nurturing society. It creates a space for everyone. So usually on these science fiction shows, everyone has to have a particular skill. It's like the bridge thing. It's like comms officer and navigation and like, no, like a real human expedition. Sometimes there's just a dude. What are they there for? I don't know. But if we don't look after them, they're going to die. That's that whole kind of nice, joyous little thing about it. Mm. And meanwhile, you're just waiting for the Murderbot to murder everyone because he really wants to.
Well, we also have probably the most recognizable in the cast besides Alexander Skarsgård is David Dismolchin as Garathan, who is a human augmented being. He has like cybernetic parts, and I think he definitely has a complex about Sec Unit, and I think he believes that, you know, his augmented human self is a bit superior to an actual robot or android, I guess you'd call him.
So
there's a bit of a rivalry between the two, and a bit of suspicion, and a bit of
I thought he was a bit of a dick, but then I'm kind of
figuring out as
I go through.
Sometimes he's not wrong.
Yeah. Sometimes he's not wrong.
And he's got a crush, and that's endearing.
Yeah, it's always or is it slightly creepy?
I think it's endearing. You're allowed to have a crush.
Stop sniffing the pillows.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, I mean, just don't do that. That's not for no.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, but I mean, that goes out of its way to sort of make that character weird, but that character is also actually quite good. They're all fine. I like all these colonists. They're just doing their thing.
I do love that they're also, you know, pretty fucking stupid at times. Like the first encounter with the monsters where Sekunit's like, no, you've really got to run. You've got you're just not, you're ignoring me.
I mean, I like the premise of the character of the Murderbot, which is, oh, I've become self-aware. I've managed to bypass all of my programming. And then you sort of calculating without moving. It's like, if I let people know that I'm going to kill everyone or I start killing people, then I can extrapolate what's going to happen to me. So I'll just kind of play along. And I think that's really quite smart because that's kind of what a robot would do. It's like, yeah, I'm fine. It's like, that one's creeping me out. It's like, no, I'm all good. I'm good. You just keep doing your thing.
Yeah, like he doesn't want to murder anybody yet.
No.
Oh. No, I think murder feels like a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of cleaning up. There's a lot of covering your own ass and stuff. That's.
Yeah, and it's true, Predaganga. The Murderbot just wants to be left alone.
He does.
And he was real happy to be on this quest once he figured out he could realign the satellite and get all the streaming content he could watch. Just sitting there watching TV going, sure. Yeah, no worries.
This is where I relate to Sec Unit too closely because I procrastinate on the thing that I'm supposed to be doing by watching TV.
Don't we all, though?
I'm like, I should really do this, but
then you're watching TV while you're doing the thing you're supposed to be doing.
It would just be so much easier if I just sat here and watched television instead of do that thing.
Sweet, sweet television.
Yeah. My do that thing is like laundry, but his do that thing is murder.
And treated with exactly the same energy. You know, I guess I've got to do the murder eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, the murder, the victims are piling up and I am going to need to kill them sooner or later, but I don't want to do it right now.
Yeah.
Well,
entire section out. That would be very awkward.
Aren't we all a little bit of Murderbot?
Yeah.
Don't we all see ourselves? Yes. Yeah. Inside, we all want to be the Murderbot.
Inside, is there are two Murderbots.
One of them is blue, and the other one is
Alexander Skarsgård for some weird reason. But I like how they explain that too. It's like, it's cheaper to grow flesh for some of these parts because they're really good neuroconductors, and you know, you can't. I like how they explain that away. It's like it's pointless trying to recreate the human body for a certain way. We're a very complex organism that is really adapted to that great purpose. So you just grow it from a vat of the same stuff, and it's just as cheap than to try to replicate it in machinery parts. Which is
I really liked the sequence in, I think it's episode 5, where they show the factory that's growing the builds of Murderbot and various other sec units.
Yeah.
And
sex, you know, and sex units.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely sex units. But I love the idea that, you know, like all things, if it's been running long enough, the people building it don't give a shit.
No.
You know, this is beautiful, magnificent technology. It's like, we're just flinging arms around and like that one's close enough. It'll go with that one because I've built 50 of them today and I don't care.
Hurry up. My quota's not full yet. I need to get out of here. Yeah. Don't want to just stay late, do more work. Ugh.
It worries me that there's only like 4 episodes left.
I know.
Does it?
Given how short they kind of feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really feel like I don't know where we're going to leave off a series, because I feel like we're slowly building to something.
Yeah, I'm getting the idea that there's like, you know, well, we thought they were on a planet by themselves and they're not on the planet by themselves. There's another research team on another side, but they're like the corporate research team. And now it's all about corporate espionage and making money and discoveries and weird stuff that we don't quite know about. And this is where we're starting to get into the sort of meat of the whole thing. And also Murderbot has been discovered that he's not actually just normal. he is a Murderbot, and they kind of, I like how they kind of deal with that. It was just like, well, we kind of need you. And he's like, yeah, but I should murder you. All for knowing that, and then everyone's like, but don't. But we like you. But you're a friend, right? And he's like, maybe I will, maybe I won't. Oh, it's okay.
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
Did anyone else almost nope out of this in the first 10 minutes, though?
What happened in the first 10 minutes?
The, like, voiceover.
Oh,
voiceover bit at the beginning before you kind of get used to the character that seems like maybe it's just bad.
The narrator aspect to it.
And full of exposition and a little wooden and a little, like, I guess also before I, because I don't know, I just saw Alexander Skarsgård and sci-fi, so I just put it on. I guess didn't realize it was a comedy and was kind of like, what's happening and where is this going?
Yeah, it is. It's a strange one to get into.
Is this possibly terrible?
Yeah. Yeah, because when you start getting exposition in a voiceover at the start of a show, you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
They couldn't work out how to do this any other way. Shit.
Ooh. Shit.
But, you know, give it the benefit of the doubt. Now we understand that there's a quirk and there's a crazy whole other TV show of, what was the soap opera?
Sanctuary Moon.
That's right. That we all want to see the real kind of crazy. Because did it remind you guys of Black Mirror episode where they were doing the Star Trek spinoff, where everyone 100%. Was a bit weird?
Yeah, Dion, everything reminds me of Black Mirror episode now.
Yeah, the news waking up reminds me of Black Mirror for fuck's sake.
Like, which thing that we're living is reminding us of Black Mirror episodes?
Yeah, all of it. There's no joy in life anymore. Anyway, I'm going to go. Yeah.
What I do, okay, there's one question I have, and I don't think it's intentional, but John Cho's outfit as the captain.
Yeah.
It reminds me oddly of his outfit for Spike Spiegel in...
No, they're different. They're different outfits.
I know they're different outfits, but there's something about the collar. The way the collar happened, and I was like, I wonder whether that was intentional to make people go, no, it's a little Spike Spiegel-y.
I don't know. Cowboy Bebop is futuristic as well. Like, it's sci-fi, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Asymmetrical sci-fi collars, I guess.
True, yeah. We do love some asymmetrical collars around here.
How do we feel about John Cho's extremely sincere performance?
I love it. I want the spin-off. I want to watch Sanctuary Moon. It's just so good.
Like, there's something about, like, the seriousness of the seriousness and the ridiculous, which is obviously entirely intentional, and the point of the comedy. But I don't know. I just because it's John Cho, there's just kind of something about it that's like,
just like, you imagine that. Imagine being the cast of a TV series within a TV series, and you only get to do specific scenes, and there's no context to them.
You don't know where you come from. You don't know where you're going next.
No,
you only see this one scene. Give it your all.
Yeah, just
fucking don't
sounds
hold
like
this
spin-off should be like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, a Dead style.
Oh my god, Joel. Yes, please. I even quite like Jack McBrayer in those bits. Like,
yes,
he's got the right kind of goofy thing that works for it.
I like. I also reading like the cast list of that, which I find, or it's called The Rise and Fall of Sanctuary Moon.
Yeah,
fully. Yes. But I love that everyone is. It's like the listing is it's Clark Gregg as Arietti playing Lieutenant Kuleru. Like, I mean, it's John Cho.
So he has a name in the series and the
character
and
name.
And his character's name.
John Cho as Ekne Jeff Kem playing Captain Hossian. Like, I love that. Wow. This is kind of the commitment to the bit is what I respect.
Yeah.
I love the idea that, you know, sometime down the track, they will run into the cast of Sanctuary Moon who are nothing at all like the characters that they play, and watch SecUnit's world just come to pieces.
Yeah, like a Comic-Con episode or something.
Oh my god. But I mean, sci-fi Comic-Con.
I love the fact that this robot loves that thing so much that he's learning how to react to interact with humans from that. But also that show is teaching good lessons, like really good sci-fi teaches good lessons. So no wonder the robot became good or ish.
But, well, I mean, maybe not.
Well, here's an interesting thing for you. If you were to teach, like give, I don't know, fuck it, here we go. You want a Grok AI gets put into a robot dog drone with a flamethrower. What science fiction television show are you going to feed it to make it good? Like a good dog robot thing.
Bicentennial Man.
Really?
Yeah. That was... Robin Williams is a lovable robot.
Okay. I said television, like what, science fiction TV show?
Oh, sorry, television show.
Sure. We'll just feed it one movie and hope.
So Predicator says, definitely not Clifford. I'm going to go not Cujo.
Not Cujo. Well, I mean, this is, again, not a television series. It's a science fiction TV series.
Okay, fine.
God.
I don't know. Are we wanting it to learn from the series? Are we wanting it to pick up on?
That's
the
what you hope. Like, what has the greatest kind of message that comes through? Like, I mean, I think a no brainer is kind of Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Oh, has I was going to say Voyager.
It's always kind of Star Trek.
You have a cyborg in it that's learning to be human.
True.
So does Next Gen though.
Next Gen
Data.
Yeah.
Data's an android, so yeah.
I probably wouldn't feed it Deep Space Nine though, because they could get very morally grey very quickly.
Yeah, no. There's like, oh, it's just going to keep watching that one episode in the pale moonlight and get more and more morally fucking grey as we go. Eventually, you find your robot dog sipping a glass of fucking whiskey and going, "That's why I killed them all."
And I didn't care if you didn't like it. Anyway. Yes.
I saw Casper saying, feed it on Stargate. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Stargate had a real feeling of like American military in space.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's colonialism, the show.
Yeah. Or authoritarianism.
Yeah.
2025.
Yeah.
Hi, we're the American military industrial complex. We've arrived in your planet. Would you like to buy some guns?
Yeah. we've found this technology that can take us all over the universe, and we're going to use it to colonize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And develop trading through weapons.
Yeah, we're going to give you guns, and then you're going to overthrow your oppressor.
God. No. When you think of it that way, it gets real dark, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's the space CIA.
And however many years later, the Ghoul suddenly become the darlings of America. Yeah, like,
and you that Ghoul, he was, he's just an unjust guy. Oh, gee. Oh,
fucking hell.
Can't do it.
Okay, maybe Farscape, where there's just a lot of puppet fucking.
was there?
Farscape was real weird, man.
But it didn't have any puppets.
Farscape was fantastic.
I don't remember.
I love Farscape.
Top notch.
I don't remember the puppet fucking in Farscape, though.
Rigel, Dominar Rigel the 13th, had tried to fuck everything he could and piss wherever he could because his piss was on fire. And okay. I don't know. Admittedly, no, that's probably the only puppet that actually tried to have sex.
Sorry, I never got into Farscape because it kept getting things like episode 1, episode 9, episode 3, episode 4. It's at 11 p.m. It's at 3 in the afternoon. It's on a different network now. That was literally
the Australian airing schedule of sci-fi. Yeah.
I mean, I watched it on streaming after the fact.
You're a better person. It's
a thing that you can do.
Sure. When you're dissociating and not trying not to murder people. Just let me watch my shows.
Is Murderbot your Sanctuary Moons?
What?
Yeah, well, I don't know. My Sanctuary Moon changes based on the hyperfocus. I mean, right. My Sanctuary Moon was Poldark for a while.
Right. For anyone out there who's wanting to watch Poldark at the moment, it's all available on iView for free to watch in Australia. To stream.
No.
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you get to see
it. I mean, it's a very specific genre for you know, a very specific person, but do it.
Apparently there's a lot of six-pack in the first season.
There's a lot of six-pack in multiple seasons.
There you go. See, take it from someone who's watched it. It's a six-pack per season. Okay, that was good. Should we have a quick rating of the show Murderbot then, or does anyone have anything else they wanted to bring up about the Murderbot? I mean, it's so annoying because it is just not giving us enough resolution yet.
Mm.
And they're short episodes, so I can't really say that. Yeah. I don't know what else to talk about. I just want to know what happens at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not fully up to speed on that last episode, so there's a lot of stuff that I kind of want to go, do we know who these things are? Do we know who the evil Murderbots are yet? And stuff like that.
No.
But
not yet.
Still no.
Yeah.
Mm. There's no resolution, just more questions. And who is Labibi?
Oh my god, the dumb names.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, ratings.
I'm having fun watching this, and it's just like, you know, it's not incredibly complicated art. But it is successful comedy, and it is a take on the now incredibly popular genre of machines or are machines humans or are humans machines and who is evil and who do we love in general. And it's one of the ones that I have enjoyed more than many that I have recently complained about.
Excellent. Not so many, but wise.
I mean, with this kind of thing, of course, there are a million but wise, but if you set it up right, you don't care to ask. It's suspension of disbelief. Like, you know, once you're in the world, and that's what I was right in the first 10 minutes, because I was like, I'm going to have a lot of freaking butt-wise here. But then when they finished the exposition and kind of got into the story and you settled into the character and the narration style, then you're like, oh, I understand the genre now. And I understand that butt-wise are entirely unnecessary because it's a light comedy. And we don't need too hard sci-fi like comedy. And we don't need to hard sci-fi everything that's sci-fi. And that is just nice. So
sure.
I don't know. I'm gonna say I'm gonna say like 87.
Ooh.
I'm having a good time.
Okay.
I'm having a good time. I don't have any major complaints right now. Reserve the option to adjust after another four episodes if it really shits me off.
I mean, it could like shit itself on the landing and, you know,
exactly,
real bad. But I honestly don't quite see how it could do that.
It's a, you know, it would only shit itself on the landing if he didn't murder. If he didn't just cut sick at one point and be like, just going to murder a bunch of people. It's the point of the fucking show. They're like falling skies then.
Yeah.
I have such a crush on Murderbot. I just think he's so sweet and he's my sweet summer child, Murderbot. I just want everything for Murderbot. I don't know what it is. Skarsgård is just so charming in this role. It's absolutely ridiculous. I love the costumes. I love the production design. I think it's such an immersive kind of world that they've put us in. And all of these characters are just so flawed, and there's just like a massive amount of relatability to each of them. I think I'm going to give it an 85. Really wish the friggin' episodes were longer. I'm really enjoying it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm enjoying it. I love that I'm on board for every episode, and you know, I jump in fairly quickly. But by the time you've watched the previously on, and then you get into the episode, and you feel like, okay, we've done our setup. We've covered where we were last episode. Now we move the story forward just a little bit and it starts to get interesting and then stops. And you're like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I have not felt quite so like watchers interrupt us about a show as I have for Murderbot. Like, yeah, if it was a 40-minute episode, maybe. I don't know. Just that a little bit more, because it doesn't feel like, you know how you can watch like a Brooklyn Nine-Nine or something like that, and they're a simple setup and, you know, a bunch of gags, and then you pay it off and that's the episode done. But this is building world, and it's sort of creating characters, and it's letting you into all these little character quirks and everything, and it's like, motherfucker, just give me more. So yeah, look, it's an 85 for me too. I'm really enjoying it. I want more. Give me more.
Exposition, complexity, cliffhanger. Damn it. Yeah. And then the next perfect one is like minor resolution, exposition, complexity, cliffhanger. Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, look, I'm not having a bad time with it, but I'm just having an annoying time where it's just like, oh, this is show. I think you're right, because I've been watching it in a way which is like I have to watch the recap to make sure I got everything, and then I watch the full credits, which is very Danny Elfman happy kind of fun credit thing. I like the credit music and everything, and I've been watching it going, oh, this is good, but it's also very repetitive. I think it kind of zones me out, and then when it starts the episode, I'm like, what's going on? Who are all these people? Oh, that's right. Oh, it's the Murderbot. Has he murdered people yet? Not really. No. Bit of a shame. 78? Maybe okay. 76.
Maybe you should try doing what I'm doing and not watch the recap or the opening credits.
That Ooh, sounds...
It'll only be like 15 minutes of show.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't need to watch the recap, because for 15 minutes of show, I can actually give it my full focus.
But I've been having to watch it week to week.
So have I.
I've only watched it two anyway, right? Just watch them all again.
Sorry, Dan, did you just say 76?
Eight.
Sure. 78. I think I changed it to 76. I heard you, a little bit.
You started 78 and I thought you said, no, 76.
So I think I 76. Like, oh. I'm going to go 76. Okay. It's okay.
Oh, right.
I know, it's... I'm still not 100% sold on it, because I kind of go, ooh, you look like you're getting somewhere, but you're not. And I have a feeling we're going to get completely fucked over by the first season. And then we'll be like, oh, well, I want to know what happens. And then Apple's going to go like, nah.
Yeah.
You'll be like, God damn it.
Oh, look, they haven't been a big, they haven't been super guilty of that.
No.
Which is nice. They're not Amazoning the fuck out of it.
Not in the Netflix way.
No, The, I mean, it's not like, you know, they let C run for two fucking seasons.
Yeah, but they're also pulling back now.
Didn't have three?
Well, three, I don't know. Too many.
Too many.
I feel like it was three.
Yeah.
And, like, if you want to go back to that masterpiece, you too can watch C starring Jason Momoa. which clip would you like? The panic attack one or the advertorial for Murderbot? I mean, Sec Units. Do you want to watch a panic attack? Watch a panic. What happens when, like, you know, a robot has to come face to face with humanity and all they want to do is kill people, but has to try and calm someone down?
Look at the screen.
Why?
There's something that works for me when I'm
having a heart attack.
I don't have a heart. So, no, not that.
Oh, there you go. See, it's a very soothing episode that we get to have there, which is like, are you watching a soap opera? Come on. Yes, they did censor it. Fine.
Yes. We find the online clips. They are the ones that are censored. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, what else are we supposed to do? What, do you want to see the ad for the actual, if you want to buy one?
The company is leading the industry in premium security units. We make terraforming less terrifying. And now, introducing the Certified Pre-Owned Program, allowing even the most budget-conscious surveys in the corporation rim to feel secure. Each refurbished unit is equipped with an assortment of available features.
Ooh, fancy.
Including on-demand weapons and an authentic Gen 2 governor module to immediately punish disobedience with excruciating pain.
I am a vicious rogue sick unit.
Choose from the models you know and trust.
I protect humans.
I serve humans.
Or save some hard currency and purchase pre-owned.
Humans.
Every certified pre-owned security unit comes with a limited 90-day warranty. Warranty void if unit is dismembered, reprogrammed, submerged, vandalized, or touched inappropriately.
Melt me down.
The company. You've never been safer. Safety cannot be guaranteed. Direct eye contact with SEC unit should be avoided at all times. Not all information guaranteed canonical. Proceed at own cognitive risk.
Yes, that was your perfect ad for a SEC unit. Mm-hmm. I like all of that.
Ladies, would you buy a SEC unit if it looked like Alexander Skarsgård?
Well, you didn't. See, I mean,
wouldn't be a security unit.
I said SEC.
I mean, come on. If you bought a robot with that head and then it just put its helmet down and you're like, wow, Alexander Skarsgård was the model for this robot. I've lucked out here completely.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm getting the optional extra package.
Yeah. Can I, can I have the Crichton groinal attachment, please? Oh dear. Yeah. Then it's getting into the companion robot era, and I don't want to think about that movie in that way
it's
again.
It's creepy and weird real quick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Go and watch Companion.
Oh, speaking of killer robots, soon.
Mm. Oh my god, yes, we have Megan 2.0 next week. Oh my god, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Sentence
like,
could have ended very
wow.
differently. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I haven't watched the news today.
Yeah, that's fine.
Speaking of killer robots, yeah. Believe it or not, they've moved into Palestine. No, God.
Oh, God.
Actually, you know the one that really got me? Sorry, this is current events and fuck the world and all, but watching the birthday parade for the Mango Mussolini. And, you know, the people marching down there and seeing the one guy marching holding his drone.
Not flying the drone. Just holding the drone.
What are you doing?
Look, we all love Squeaky.
Well, it does have a, it's because it's stabilized on a gimbal. That's why.
What?
What? The guy was holding his own drone.
Oh, if it's a drone, like if it's a drone with a camera in it.
Yeah. No. It was like, oh, this guy's a drone operator, and instead of flying the drone down in front of him, he's just holding it.
Oh, right. So literally... it wasn't like holding and filming with it. Okay.
No, just holding just it sauntering as a display. Along. Look, I've got a drone. Probably, oh, I see. Probably because
like everybody else is getting around in their tanks and shit, and he's there. I'm holding a drone.
One of the other greatest things was that because it was that 75th anniversary, they did a whole thing through years from the Revolutionary War all the way through to the current thing, and they had to get all of the costumes from Hollywood. Because they did not have enough of the dress, so they hired all of the dress to put soldiers into that from Hollywood. Anyway, Squeaky Tank, go look it up. It's fine. We don't need to think about this crazy fucking
Squeaky Tank
guy.
Is the, by far the funniest thing. Yeah. Anyway.
It's horror, it's horror or farce.
Yeah, anyway. Megan 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next week.
Maturgan?
Maturgan 2.
Yeah. Okay. Maturgan 2.
Yeah. I love that sassy little bitch. I can't wait for the second movie.
The trailer, she definitely has more
sass.
She's
a cunty diva. I'm so ready.
Is it Meg 3, Meg Furious for the third one? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, that's one that's coming up out of looking forward to that one. And which one, now I want to see them in the same sort of world, which is Murderbot.
Yeah. Megan and Miss Reagan. Sec unit.
Yeah.
You know, we can do a robot Avengers like that and just have the one from Companion, Miss Reagan, and Sec unit all just going and being like badass robots.
And Roy from Blade Runner.
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Yeah, but like, if you're just going to do this kind of putting pull shit together.
Fine.
I don't care if they're dead.
That's not matter, Quinny.
Yeah, timelines don't matter. We can make this work. GLaDOS, yes.
I mean, if you watched that Predator film, you're right. Absolutely. Timelines don't matter. Doesn't matter at all.
Nah.
What else have people been watching? Anything good?
I mean, this is the good thing I've been watching.
Ching, Poker Face.
Oh, nice.
Latest episode also had John Cho in it.
He gets everywhere.
Doing the rounds.
Just Cho everywhere.
Yeah. Did anybody see the trailer for the new Knives Out flick that's coming out soon?
Oh, no, not yet.
Yes.
Oh, the new Knives Out.
Uh-huh. We have our third in the series from Rian Johnson.
Wake Up Dead Man.
Yeah. Another all-star cast.
Hmm. Yeah. Like, I really love the first two, so I'm kind of keen to see more of that.
Yeah, entertaining.
I haven't seen anything. I missed. I was supposed to go and see Eddington, which is that movie. But
the
I don't
Ari
know.
Aster Western.
Yeah, which apparently is fascinating, and I need to see it. Well, I hope everyone can see it when it comes out, but I haven't seen that yet. I didn't get to go. And nothing else, because I don't really want to go and see How to Train Your Dragon or the next Karate Kid. I'd like to see Ballerina, but I haven't been fit for public consumption. So just watching the streaming
stuff. Ballerina is a hot mess, but is enjoyable.
Oh,
yeah. Remind me what Ballerina is?
The John Wick spin-off.
Oh,
from the world.
I'll hold on that one until I've got a bit of headspace.
From the world of John Wick.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised by the new trailer that came out today for The Naked Gun, the new one with Leslie.
All right.
It's just a throwback to all of those old Naked Gun, films with most of the same gags, but I'm actually there for it. I'm like, cool, give me the bad, jokes and everything. Sweet, sign me up. Mm. Oh, speaking of which, probably I think the biggest announcement that has put fans on their back foot for the entire week. Finally, Spaceballs 2.
Nobody was ever saying finally.
Are you kidding me?
Except for Mel Brooks, maybe.
It was 99.
I was watching the scroll trailer, where it came through the scroll and it was explaining all the things that Star Wars had done in the interim. And I was like, not going to mention that pilot for Spaceballs the cartoon, are you, Mel?
No, leaving that one off.
Not talking about that you made, did you? Because it was real bad.
But the exciting thing is that the original Dark Helmet Rick Moranis will be back. He's coming out of retirement.
Wow.
I hope that they make it in a nice and funny way. But that's okay.
Me too.
Actually, there's something I did watch while I have since last week. I have finally seen Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, tell us all about it.
Why?
You know,
I also watched it a couple of weeks ago just because, like, for completionism, and it was so bad.
In the realm of this.
Pete, if you've ever needed a more butt why movie, you will not find one in this film. This is the most butt wise.
I would think of it more as
cram into one movie.
More of a butt wipe movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, I mean, I love the six pack. That's great.
I mean.
Also, yeah. I do look at Rusty and I'm like, Rusty, mate, what are you doing? You're just phoning it in. It feels like you just showed up and you're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I can do any accent you want.
Yeah, I'll be Russian.
They all sound exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely different.
I love that he's almost like one of the people who is almost a franchise killer.
Yeah. Predakanga. Kraven and Madam Web and Morbius are all in the same universe of terribleness.
I mean,
yeah.
I still
all on the same level.
I still rate Madam Web as lower because Dakota Johnson, I don't know if she's a genius.
She could not act her way out of a wet paper bag.
Yeah, she's a bit Nicolas Cage in the way. It's like, is this actually smart? Like, is this funny because you're bad, or is this you're bad? Like, I don't know. She always looks like she's, what is it, someone? She looks like she's having a conversation with you but looking through you to something else.
Mm. I love limes.
I think that Morbius and Kraven both have some kind of, like, you can see a through line of what was intended as a story, whereas Madam Web feels like it's been completely reconstructed in the edit and makes fuck all sense all the way through it. Like, yeah.
I mean, it's just funny that the Kraven movie is just dumb. Like,
it's so fucking dumb.
It has a story, but it's just a fucking dumb story.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really love the bit where the girl gets the magical potion from her grandmother.
Oh, yeah. Her grandma reads the tarot and then gives her the magic potion. And it's like, oh, here's a card about a lion. And it's like, oh, wait, this lion just took that boy from the jungle safari that we're on. I think I better get out of the safety of this car and follow it. And then, oh no, he's dying from a lion bite. And the lion's like, yeah, I don't fucking care, and leaves. And so she gives him the potion and then he gets lion superpowers. I don't fucking know.
Does he?
Yeah, I love that the grandmother is so completely on point. She's like, this is going to happen later today. I'm going to tell you that it may be years until you use it, but
it's actually today. Sure.
You're going to use it in the next 10 minutes or so.
So fucking great.
Anyway, I'm really glad I spent time watching Kraven.
I watched an interesting and not particularly great show called The North Shore. It was an ITV. Oh. Yeah, there you go. It's an ITV show from, I think it was shot in around 2021. Shot all here in Sydney. Mm-hmm. But starring Samuel Tarly from Game of Thrones as a detective inspector from the UK who's sent out to investigate a murder thing in Sydney, and it's got Froggatt from
What's her name? Froggatt? What the hell are you talking about?
Gonna need some names.
She's the one from Downton Abbey.
What's her name? Froggatt.
I don't know. Anyway, it's terrible, but I couldn't stop.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Like, you're
doing a bad job of describing it.
Oh, the one that looks kind of like Lisa McCune.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, I'm looking it up now and I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, she's quite well known. And
so what, they're solving the petty thefts in Uptown Mossman or what?
Yeah, pretty much. It's all, well, it's politics and it's fucking, you know, the big end of town and all of these. It's not, it's called North Shore, but none of it actually happens in the North Shore. It's all just set in like either North Sydney or a bunch of other places.
Sydney is the North Shore.
It is the North Shore, but not the, like, the further.
You're thinking northern beaches.
Hmm. Yeah.
North Shore is like North Sydney and up.
Yeah, yeah. No one actually lives in the North Shore in that sense. Like, nothing bad ever happens in that area.
All of the rich houses they go to, which there are a number of them, are clearly in Vaucluse. It's not good. And the thing that got me is, like, I was watching and I was like, the dialogue's fucking terrible. And I couldn't believe that somebody had gone, oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Just let that go. Let that go out into the world the way that it is. But I couldn't stop watching, so what's the whole fucking thing?
Grabbed you by the nuts, though. Why would you? But then again, Quinny, we know you as the person that will entirely watch the shittest show on planet, but avoid everything else that we want you to watch.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Certainly got no clue what shows you could possibly be referring to.
I mean, I'm definitely feeling good that you spent your time on this.
Just go back to the classics, Quinny. Just go and watch Water Rats.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that is the classic.
Yeah, Blue Healers.
Or, you know, and the other one that I say, the often miss, very much forgotten Australian TV show drama that everyone said is Fire. Remember that one? No. Georgie Parker starred as the firehouse person. It was set in Brisbane. And it was about a fire station. And what I love about...
I've never heard of this one.
Really?
No. Wait, is this before or after... Fuck, what was the hospital one that she did?
All Saints.
No,
yeah,
it was 90,
that was not bad.
95, 96.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, right. But okay, also,
before All Saints.
One of the fun ones that also had Wayne Pygram in it.
Oh, God.
And what was Wayne Pygram in Farscape?
He was Scorpius.
Yes. So this was the time when he was doing like non makeup, like after, I think it was after Farscape.
Yeah, right. That.
Anyway, if you want a fucking great stupid show, Fire.
Yeah. Well, NCIS Sydney are shooting in Chinatown tonight.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they've set up a little night market out there, and
yeah, nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not down for NCIS.
They're still shooting. It's nice that people are still making stuff here.
Yeah. You know, Street Fighter is in pre-production in Sydney right now. I've got a friend working on that. Yep. Yeah. There's no cast yet, but they're doing pre-production.
I'm totally ready to be Blanca or whoever.
Are they doing casting by just going around all the nightclubs on a Saturday night? Someone do a sonic boom. Actually, that'd be a good thing. Maybe I'll go out on the weekend and I'll just walk around like a Vox Pops and I'll be like, I'm casting for Street Fighter. Give me your best Hadouken. Give me your sonic view boom.
And anytime they say, I can't do it, you go, sure you can.
Oh, fuck off. Give us your best Tatsumaki Senpyo Kyaku.
Oh, fuck off. And Casper, yes, we do get Mortal Kombat 2 this year. That's finished shooting up in Brisbane a little while back.
Voltron has finished filming.
Okay. Yes.
The internet's boyfriend, Henry Cavill, has headed home after being in town for a long time.
Oh, motherfuck.
Yeah, everyone missed
all
this
shit. Why was I doing a 9-to-5 day job when Henry Cavill was in the country?
Yeah, on the Gold Coast. Oh, doing all that shit. Yeah, anyway, very exciting.
Pretty Kanga says, has anyone tried Department Q? I've seen it pop up on Netflix.
I have had it recommended to me, but I have not yet.
I have watched all of it.
Oh, well, there you go. Dion.
What are your thoughts?
Dion's been holding back on what I've been watching.
It has, to be completely honest, it's one of the funniest shows because Department Q is about a Scottish cold case investigation department, except it's headed by the one British detective in Scotland. So everyone hates him. And also the character is just a fucking dick. He's just a dick. So you kind of feel sympathy for all of the Scottish people who hate the British guy, but not just because he's British, because he's also a dick. But yeah, by the end of it, it was quite fun. It has some of the fucking worst haircuts I have seen on Star. Like, I mean, it's kind of like, oh, we're young and hip and we're like, this is what the young detectives would look like. And I'm like, really? Because they look like fuckwits. Because your haircuts are terrible. But also has some nice set designs and things right. there. Yeah.
Oh, I watched Bet on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts
on that? It's based off a manga and an anime called Kakagurui, which is about compulsive gamblers, but it's gambling in a school. And so I watched the American live action version, and I got to say, it's definitely got a touch of the Netflix live action animes to it. So, a la Cowboy Bebop, that was terrible. So we've got some interesting costume and makeup choices that they've just directly pulled straight from the anime with like no kind of real world, thought about it. But interesting kind of show. It did kind of captivate me.
Okay.
But by the end of it, I was like, oh, this is fucking dumb. Why did I watch it?
I noticed on Netflix that the Our Bodies at Work film, which is the anime about blood cells.
Blood cells at work? Cells at work? Yeah.
Blood cells? I don't know what it is.
Cells at Work was the Japanese one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the live action version of that's on Netflix too.
Is this like... I need explanation.
Yeah, no, you really do. It's
anthropomorphized blood cells.
But is it like science education, like Magic School Bus, or is it like entertainment?
Yes.
I haven't watched the original, yes, says Quinn. But it's just like the white blood cells all wear like white overall clothes.
And they fight against...
And you got the red blood cells that wear the red outfits.
And the white blood cells fight against infections. And like they... You know, the red blood cells are born in a particular part of the body and stuff like that, and they all have to go through the lungs and stuff like that. So it's, anthropomorphized blood
cells.
And
stuff.
And they have fights, and they have action and adventure and stuff. It sounds fucking ridiculous.
Is it like Look Around You?
I was like, sorry, Dave?
Is it like Look Around You?
I wish.
If anyone doesn't know that, go look up on YouTube. Look Around You. Edgar Wright's infomercial. Sorry, like science.
Yeah, 1970s science and TV children's education.
It's very funny. It's just a fucking deadpan. So weird. Deadpan.
I had
funny.
No idea they had made a live action of that.
No, yeah. Neither. Like, I was sort of vaguely aware that they were doing it, and then I saw it on Netflix, and I was like, huh.
Weird.
There Americanized or?
It's the original Japanese one.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Who knows? Stuff comes out all
anyway,
the time.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to the finale of Squid Game next month.
I've got to catch up on season 2 of that.
No, they're still gaming the squids.
But it's the end, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but then
and
you're
going
to get like
last as long as Stranger Things.
Then you're going to get Beast Games.
I don't care about Stranger Things.
Season
anymore.
2, and then it's just going to be a multi-billion-dollar piece of shit that rolls around.
We're not bitter or jaded at all.
No. I'm just waiting for F1 to come out because I want to see.
Oh my God, the amount of times I've had to watch that trailer.
Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt drives
the
a car.
Start of
real fast.
Every goddamn episode of Murderbot.
Yes.
Okay, here's the question.
F1 trailer again? No.
This is a weird one. Does anyone else, when the trailers or the pre-roll and stuff on Apple TV,
skip.
Is it in the wrong aspect ratio?
Yes.
Right. Because it always weirds me out that for some reason Yeah, like the trailers, the whatever before the show is in the wrong aspect ratio and it's all pinheaded and stuff like that. But then the show starts and it's properly, you know,
yeah,
matted and everything. And I was like,
yeah, because I watch it on my laptop. So it's like this. And then when I hit skip and then it goes, boop.
Screw it. Yeah, I just wanted to shout out and to the people there. Big week for critters in Australia. Well done, guys. You're having a big week. Yep. Starting tomorrow. Is it Thursday? No, Thursday. Starting Thursday.
Thursday.
Big week for you guys.
Is it Thursday yet?
Good luck for you and your D&Ds. Your D&D thingies.
The cast have landed in Australia and have been wandering around Sydney and doing their thing.
Yeah.
Getting ready for a big show on Thursday night.
I hope everyone is flying in or going to see him. Has a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very, very excited. I will be there. I've got my tickets. I'm sorted. And yes, the Atari, it will actually be Thursday yet, which is very exciting. So, yay.
That's nice.
And I do love that you guys are like, I'm so happy for you all with no investment at all because none of y'all are critters.
No.
That's all right.
But which is completely fine.
I can't pay that emotional and time tax to get into it. Enough for me.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you didn't mind Vox Machina. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, we enjoy that. And, yeah, looking forward to seeing them all. It's going to be great.
Cool.
So, yeah, if you are going to the show, keep an eye out. I will be around there.
Say hi to Quinny. Vox.
Yes, please
do. Give him your best Fuzzrodar. that's right, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Let's go. Why not? Let's go with that. How do you want to do this?
Peter, I just wanted to ask the Kimberly.
Kimberly. Kimberly's done really well.
Yeah.
You guys have obviously all been doing your job and just like replaying the iView again and again and again.
That's good. That's good. Just wanted to check. Oh, okay. Fine now.
Everyone. Well, I mean, no, I'm still delivering international versions and stuff, but everyone, it's been a beautifully positive response here.
Yeah.
And ABC is very happy with how many people have watched it.
Yes.
The documentary is good.
Mainly because also the content is good and the production is pretty good. That's all, you know, that's
what we're saying.
Yeah.
Took a little while for you to get that one out, didn't it?
Just a little while. Just a couple of years of my life.
Almost time to completely forget about clownfish.
Almost. There were no clownfish in the making of this film.
No, but there were mudskippers.
I mean, everyone loves the mudskippers.
Yeah,
who doesn't love a mudskipper?
Especially that one that just goes bleh. Perfect. You have to watch the Kimberly. There you go, everyone.
Go watch the Kimberly
to get that joke. Yeah.
You might be more entertained than you might expect from a nature film.
Yeah.
Mark puts a lot of personality into it. and you know, we had a bit of fun.
Yeah. Also, what are we doing next week for this show? Next Tuesday.
I can't remember.
I will not be in the country, and therefore I have not paid any attention to that.
Excellent.
I believe it's The Last of Us.
We're supposed to be talking about The Last of Us, but would have been a TBC because we didn't know what we might else be doing that's going on to this sort of one. But
yeah, and I will not be here.
You won't
be
there, so...
Well, fuck you!
sorry!
Jill, Peter... Ladies' choice.
Well, I
Peter's
hit,
not
so
here,
I...
so it's just you and me, D. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Jill?
We just shoot the shit.
Shoot the shit. We're going to talk trash
for an hour.
I think we should talk about The Last of Us because it's just going to be us.
Okay. So, yeah, it's The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. And I might have a couple of words to say about 28 years later.
Shit. Sure. We're going to go and check out some more.
And maybe I'll come back and do the shipping.
Dion's got a raspy throat.
It's very sore right now, so I want to go. Right. Can we go, please?
Yes, we can. Go and watch your shows. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, you have been a lovely group of people in the chat, but also those of you who are listening onto the podcast, we love you. We appreciate your ears. And if you've got anything nice to say to us, please send us messages, emails, whatever. Or don't, because you've been doing that in your droves.
Please, we're staffed for attention.
Yes, please. Yeah. We need
I just need to know that you're out there.
Validation.
Not screaming into the void. Sorry, it's not Thursday yet, but it will be soon. I'm just seeing if there's anyone that we should raid, but the raid button isn't working. So, you know what? Let's just say goodnight.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast. If you have questions, please email info@theperiodictableofawesome.com. Find us on our website, www.theperiodictableofawesome.com, where there's links to our iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Until next time, stay awesome.